All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League, and it is now down to the final four. Four teams remaining from 32 that have an opportunity to still call themselves Super Bowl champions for this NFL season. And to make it even more intriguing, these were the best four teams this season in the NFL. Now, which two will survive the gauntlet of their respective conference championship game and move on to Super Bowl 50 in Santa Clara? We'll have to wait and see till this Sunday. But with that said, here are my picks for Conference Championship Sunday in the National Football League. Now, the first game will be the AFC Championship game between some very familiar people, and that is the New England Patriots and the Denver Broncos. You've heard about it all week, and you will hear about it leading up to kickoff and during the game about the rivalry between Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning. This is the 17th and more than likely the final time that these two will meet on a football field as opponents. Now, these two teams did meet earlier in the year, and it was the Broncos that came back on Sunday Night Football at home in the snow to knock off New England. Now, of course, there was no Peyton Manning at quarterback for Denver that day, as it was Brock Osweiler. And during that game, the Patriots lost tight end Rob Gronkowski, and they were already without the services of wide receiver Julian Edelman. Now, Manning is back under center for Denver in this game, and Edelman and Gronkowski will be ready to go for New England. Now, at first, New England did a pretty good job of confusing quarterback Brock Osweiler in that game, but of course, things are changed right now as this Patriots defense will have to go out there and attempt to confuse Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning. Now, Manning and the Broncos offense did not look crisp last week when they defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers, but like I've said before, it's all about surviving and advancing in the National Football League. We know that Peyton Manning does tend to throw some wobblers at times, especially at this point of his NFL career, and you have to see if this Patriots defense is going to be able to take advantage of that this Sunday afternoon. Now, when New England has the ball, they know that Denver's defense is very tough to score on, as they have the number one defense, hands down, in the NFL this season. But the presence of Rob Gronkowski at tight end will change things, because his presence in the passing game means that the Broncos safeties are going to have to play honest and respect his ability. At the same time, with Edelman, this guy simply does not stop moving on the football field. And as long as he's on the football field, Brady will find a way to get him the football. I think that New England has been a determined team all season long, and I know that people have always been ready to write the Patriots off, and this goes back for several years. Let's not forget, they're the defending Super Bowl champions, and they're not going to go down without a fight. And I'm going to take the New England Patriots to get back to the Super Bowl for the second consecutive year by the score of 27-23. And of course, in the NFC Championship game, it will be the 15-1 Carolina Panthers hosting the 13-3 Arizona Cardinals. Now, Carolina comes into this game favored by a field goal over Arizona. These two teams did meet last year in the NFC wildcard game, and it was Carolina that knocked off Arizona that day by the score of 27-16. But you look at this Carolina team, and they really feel that they are a team of destiny, and they feel like they really have a home field advantage down there in Charlotte. Now, you saw how quick that the Panthers jumped out on the Seattle Seahawks last week, and they will look to do the same thing to this Arizona Cardinals team this week. Defensively, I look for Carolina to put some pressure on Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer early and often, because he's not a guy that's very mobile. And the Panthers have the ability to press just with their front four, and they want to try to force Carson Palmer into throwing some interceptions. Remember, he was picked off twice by the Green Bay Packers defense last Saturday night. Now, when the Panthers have the football, they're going to, of course, run the football with running back Jonathan Stewart. But I give the advantage to this Cardinals secondary going up against these Panthers wide receivers. So I look for field position and turnovers to be a big factor in this game. Bruce Arians, the Cardinals head coach, is one of the best in the business as far as motivating his guys. And the same can be said for Ron Rivera with the Panthers. But for Ron Rivera, a victory here would put him on a very short list of men who have played in a Super Bowl and also been a head coach in the Super Bowl. And I think he gets it done. And I'm going to take Carolina at home by the score of 30-27. So, folks, those are my picks for Conference Championship Sunday in the National Football League. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the action from Conference Championship Sunday in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.